What did
no,
you
I'm
say?
I was saying basically about
big three when they
Kendrick, fight. Drake, and Cole were a big three, but the confusion was timeline. Big three versus top three. I think that's what was being confused because people was putting Jay-Z in that in the conversation. I'm like, no. They're already established artists.
Big three is a new era of the latest rappers right now.
Thank you.
Like, we can be friends.
We can be
because
friends.
This just, my name is Lance.
Hi, Lance.
How you doing?
This where are you from?
Which one? Area. Ghana.
I've been to your motherland.
How did you feel?
Loved it.
Loved that for me.
Mr. Yeah, I love the watch, eh?
I loved that. Oh. Eating in the mornings. You know that's breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I had it for actually, breakfast. After the crazy. Club, I said, whoa, give me some watch, eh?
It's actually Rick, crazy.
To the broadcast, please.
I'll never do that, man.
See?
Let me search a song on your phone.
I wish. You lot just heard what she just said.
What did she say?
She said big three of that generation. That's what it means. I didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, we get it now.
No, but it's just interesting that she was able to determine that straight away.
Oh, get a gloss, man.
Yeah.
Look, he started already.
It's fine.
Oh, gosh.
Tosser.
It's fine.
Just Tosser. Okay.
You know what? I really don't like him, by just the way. He winds me up.
He's going to be onto you today.
I know.
I'm not going to be onto you. I'm not.
I said Tosser.
I know.
The old school ones.
Have you connected?
These niggas talking out their neck.
My thing is, hey, white boy.
White boy.
I don't know what.
Garbage.
I don't know what.
Rick was even mad.
You know what? The more I listen to it, it's better.
No,
it's not than when I first listened to it. In the first place. The Rick Ross one.
There's not enough in it.
This is just. It's just unnecessary.
Is
that's that okay. That arc is no one cares.
No man called his name out though.
You know what it is? It's
Drake
the principle.
For him.
What do you mean?
No.
I might cuff girls like I'm Officer Ricky.
Yeah, because Rick Ross unfollowed him.
Yeah,
but so Drake put his name on wax. So he put his name
one
back
line,
on wax.
You did a whole song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
want to play a song.
I think that Rick Ross has been itching to be involved anyway. Like
he's been gagging for it.
It's 100%. Added relevancy to him. Because like no one was talking about.
Your headphones are not going to lie to lean back.
Wait, are you saying that Ross sending the response was unwarranted? It didn't need to be done?
Nah. He could have just done the social media thing that he did. That he's been doing.
Well, the trolling situation.
Yeah, he could have just done that.
But I feel like it's more of the principles of like, you fucked up. You fucked us over.
I'm not mad at him doing it.
Mm.
I listened to the song.
I liked it. I liked the dish, you know.
It's nice.
It was actually good. Let's keep like, for 2 hours right after it. It was actually good.
Man was moving like he had it there.
He could have had a better.
Oh, you feel like he'd been had it? Like,
he had that there.
You know what?
Man.
His baby mom said, like, he been hating on Drake for years. He let like don't
she's
like.
She's talking about. She's also saying. Also,
man, ain't got YouTube Premium.
Why am I paying for YouTube Premium, please?
God damn!
Come on now.
By the way, let's start the pod with this.
Why have you got YouTube Premium? Why?
Whoa. Young Montana in the Coke way. Fed said they got the whole thing on
tape. I wanted to get
the
soundboard.
The trial about to start in 4 days.
Can you do that? You can't do it. No, but you can't because you ain't got YouTube Premium. When you come out YouTube, it's going
to
stop playing.
To the top.
So why are you talking about this tune before?
That's what I said. Let me connect. Anastasia.
No, in terms of so I can put it, I would have got it ready.
Just tune in on Spotify.
She ain't even my type, but I'll make the sacrifice. Have a split of thighs like she working Gladys Nice. Yeah, I was never nothing nice.
This guy,
niggas know the real secrets left in the hills. Bought the whole street up and I got it in steel. Middleman lined it and I cut him out the deal. Turn cutthroat for real. I was on a ride while you boys are sitting still.
Listen, you see this guy, yeah? I want to know why he decided to send the cease and desist. That's one of the things, yeah? Because this verse is very cheeky. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he was sending in this verse, mm-hmm. but this verse is old. It's like, is it 2 years old or 3? Like
I think it's 2 years.
2 years old. And it's relevant now.
Yeah, but the issue with Drake here is, I feel like Drake's always sending a shot at someone. We just don't know who it is.
We don't know.
They know who it is.
Mm.
Yeah, Kanye did say that.
But we don't know. And Drake does little things. Remember Kanye was saying like Drake would do stuff like...
Move next door.
Move next door to your baby mama's house. Buy a yard next door to your baby mama's house. You go to see her. Drake sends you a picture of a dustbin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with this brother, man?
He said, only you would know why.
Only you would go mad. And you're going mad. And she's like, what's wrong with you? Nah, nothing, man. Nothing.
He's calculated, man.
Yeah.
He's very calculated.
But how calculated? He can't be the most calculated.
He is. I feel like, okay, we were talking about this briefly. It's like, surface level, we think it's like one versus six man.
Mm-hmm.
But Drake is not Drake the artist. It's Drake the organization, the entity, the
Yeah.
It's like, it's a machine behind Drake. And I feel like all of them have been saying like, oh, how he does that features and obviously the Drake effect, basically. Like, well, if Drake co-signs you, it's like, you're going to be charting the billboards.
Yeah, your streams go
You're going to go be signed by a label, all of that stuff. Yeah, cool.
You think that comes with a cost?
I feel like Drake knows his power and he's taking the piss out of it. And I feel like that this applying to everyone else with the Kendrick ones, like, drop and give me 50. He's saying, bro, I know your deal, bro. You're in a fucked up situation, bro. Mm. I'm laughing at you. Like, do you really want to go get him a bad side type of vibe to get it? So it's like...
And then prison burpees he was doing.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
I've seen man in prison delay doing that. Man in the park with glasses on with a hat, you know?
He's like...
All right, so in retrospect, yeah, do we understand why J. Cole apologized?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm more easy. Like, beginning of the week, I was like, oh, fuck J. Cole, man. You're a pussy. Like, literally on Chucky's podcast.
You were like that as well.
Yeah.
I was literally like, he's a pussy.
Yeah, he had
but, him.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I feel like he kind of clocked. This ain't really a competition about the big three. It's bigger than this.
It's too personal.
It's too... No, it's not even personal. I feel like it's more of the...
No, I think he realized that...
It can go to that place.
That is personal, as in like, Drake has real issues with people. I don't have issues with no one.
So why am
I getting involved in this when, like, you want to take off his head? I just came with a party.
Yeah, literally.
Man says, where's Diddy?
Literally.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Where's Diddy?
What is going on?
As we were saying, yeah, I think J. Cole just had the foresight.
He didn't be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no.
No, I'm saying you can't play that when I'm talking. That's crazy. That's a crazy moment.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right, let him land. Play again.
Play when Taser's talking. What's happening here?
Hey, he's a good
man. Why do you play that when I'm talking? That's crazy. Muff.
What's going on here, bro? I got some new things on the samples.
Nah, boy. Yeah, Cole just weren't interested. Like, I think he just realised.
Let's drop a check in.
I think Cole just realised that this didn't make sense. And that the position that it could put him in, the potential it could really go to.
The wrong side.
Let me just take myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I'm not as mad as I was. Obviously, the sport of hip-hop, I would like, you know, for him to have continued. But I think he just realised that, nah, this ain't it. And he's probably watching this saying, yeah, I told y'all.
Do you know why I'm mad? Because he made the diss tune first and took it away. If he had just said, listen, don't get me involved, I'm not on that. Calm. But and I like the song.
He could have heard Drake's song. Or he could have heard
yeah, but Drake don't talk about him like that.
No, Drake he could have. No, what I'm trying not to say like is, he could have heard, not Drake's song, with him involved, he could have, because these guys are all high up. They're all doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, he could have heard the tune and said, boy, this could be a bit mad.
Wait,
fuck that off.
You don't think the line he gave J. Cole was cheeky?
No, he just said, I don't care.
See, you're on first time shooter, yeah? Okay, for example, okay, there was a conversation.
What was the line?
Because what I'm saying is,
I don't care. I don't care what Cole says. That dot shit was ain't
man's,
speaking
man
up. Kind
the
of thing.
NHS iPad,
he, you know?
Trying
to say, bruh, Cole don't speak for me.
He just said, I don't care about don't what he care. Said. That tune was shit. No, so he's not. He's just saying, I don't care.
He always said, forget J. Cole. He didn't. It was more something like, I don't care what J. Cole says.
That tune shit. He can pick it up as much as he wants. That tune is shit. So he's not brushing him. He's just saying, bruv, I don't care what my brethren is saying. That tune ain't it.
And I don't think Drake needs another enemy like that.
He's just saying Cole's just being nice.
The reason why shit's falling apart is like, because my thing is this, as we said, Drake's calculated, yeah?
Yes.
But the problem with life is sometimes when you're too smart, it can catch you up eventually.
Uh-huh.
You can't always, this ain't like them TV shows where you're always ahead of the curve. You're not always ahead of the curve. So the way I'm hearing about it is like, Drake's got so many men that dislike him. And I think it's a combination of bare things. There's like, if you're an artist, and you're trying to be the best you can be, but then Drake's around. It's kind of like when Usain Bolt was in 100 meters.
Yeah.
You're going to the Olympics knowing the best you're going to get is the silver. It's jarring. Yeah. I've worked for 4 years and I'm the best I'm going to get is silver. Because the moment Usain Bolt stretches his leg, you know it's done. So I think with Drake, there's that effect where other hip hop artists know that when this brother's on the block, he's had the longest run.
Jealousy?
Bro. Yeah, definitely jealousy is involved.
So, because I think, obviously, you're in the competitive sport, contact sport, you're rapping, you're doing what you're doing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes play your position.
But everyone likes a competitive sport when it's competitive.
What I'm trying to say is,
when it's not competitive, people don't like it no more.
But the reason, what I'm trying to say is, people need to play their position because not everyone can be the one.
But you don't get what I'm saying, Lance. Everyone's king of their own castle.
That's fine.
So in terms of futures
camp, there's king of the castle.
I hear that, but in terms of futures camp, he's the biggest dog in his camp.
I hear you.
In terms of the weekend, he's the biggest in his camp.
God bless you too.
Metro Boomin's the biggest in whatever.
I hear you.
But the problem is, when you bring all these people together, there's...
Like, and then when we all go to Japan, they know me, not you. So all I'm saying is...
Yeah. They know with the weekend.
All,
yeah, they do.
But they know me more than they know you.
I'm not going to lie to you. The weekend's diss was garbage. You can't be dissing me in that tone.
I said your shooters are on TikTok.
Wait, it's cheeky though.
Wait, shooter.
What's your shooter on TikTok, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Let them shoot on TikTok.
If I heard it any other tone, I'm calm.
Wait, he's rap. He's singing. That's his tone.
I said your shooters are on TikTok.
But do you think it's humility? Mark.
I couldn't sign my life away.
Do you think it's a question of humility? Because what I'm trying to say is, in life, play your position. Yeah. Like, they're going to be a Stormzy, there's going to be a Dave, there's going to be a Drake. Yeah.
There's that big three.
I'm just saying, if we keep it a buck, there was a point where you know, if you get a Central C feature right now, numbers are going to do astronomical.
Okay, cool. Okay,
but you're upset that Cench is the guy. But if you're a guy in your own thing, you're doing whatever. I don't understand why you can't just understand that it happens for this person.
No, but what you're
and saying, it's happened for you to a degree.
Cool, but what you're
my man's giving you features. Just do what you're doing.
No, I hear what you're saying. But for example, that's like saying, "All right, Cench has had this rise over the past maybe 2 years."
Why are we thinking
to the UK? No, I'm just saying in terms of like just simplify it. Cench had this rise over the past 2 years where like he's done the Europe thing.
Yeah,
he's gone to America. Now the Americans, I Spice, all these people are like, "Yo, we want a feature."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for example, like J-Cole. I'm not saying. Cool, J. Cole.
Yeah.
For example, all right, so Stormzy, not saying he has, but Stormzy could be on a vibe of, you know what, I'm still Stormzy. People could be like, nah, but Cench is a bat. So at the end of the day, you've got different kings with different castles, but a man can feel a way because they used to be talked about in the same way as someone new. Do you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
But they was never talked. So I'm taking this to the America.
No, okay.
They was never spoken about like Drake. What I'm saying, the heights Drake is here.
I'm
trying to say, Drake is the one, and he's cool with the man them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, let's do
is
features.
Is he cool with the man them?
To a degree, because realistically, if I turn up to the studio, I'm cool with you. If I come to do this pod right now, and I'm the biggest podcaster in the world, and I'm not being funny, I'm not being anal or whatever, and I come, I'm your brethren.
What am I coming for?
That's what they thought. Yeah. But really and truly, what they've been saying is like, you know what? Rick has been saying that like he's been playing us. Like he's really a quote-unquote white boy.
Yeah, but the only reason why I don't understand this argument.
Rick was getting on my nerves.
Why are you a white boy now? Because you've sucked me. Oh, whoa, crazy.
Baby, it's crazy.
Right now,
by the way, I have a question.
Go on.
Shoot,
that's iPad's pissing me off. I'm not gonna lie to
go on,
you.
Bro. I like it.
Go on, go on.
It's getting on my nerves, bro.
Rory has a laptop in front
go
of him.
Go on, shoot.
Like
you. Shoot the question.
Look at you, hater.
Nigga calling top to see if top wanna piece it up.
Depends
on stretch.
Nah,
pussy.
Garbage.
Now you're on your own when you're speaking up. You don't roll deep to this. It's not fucking deep enough. Begging Kai Sinat boy, you ain't fucking beating us. Who's he talking to there?
Kendrick. Because top dog is Kendrick's old manager, old label. So he's saying...
When did Kendrick call him to piece it up? Though?
Yeah, but he's saying he's calling top to squash it with these lot.
Has he though?
That's what Drake is alluding to.
But I don't like this rap battle where there's lies, bro. I can't lie. I need
but
to...
We don't know what's a lie or what's a fact.
I feel like it's more of behind the scenes.
What? You reckon Kendrick's making phone calls to piece it up with Drake?
Why not?
I feel like not what? Kendrick himself. I don't think Kendrick's why not? Maybe his team.
Yeah, why
can't it be true?
Do you know, remember
that means that this Drake stimulus package is crazy, bro.
It's real.
His team's telling him, brother, are you sure?
Don't know. Alright, go on.
Everyone's
it's just stimulus. I'm not sure, but it's fine. It's cool.
What?
No, it's fine.
But it's the package, the effect.
I'm trying to work out why they like, but go on.
Oh, so basically, there's basically the argument I was seeing on the timeline, and the reason why I told Mimi to come in today,
yeah,
share her views, is because we were talking about the impact that Drake has on artists.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's undeniable.
Yes.
But does it reach a point where it's like, yo, Drake, allow me, man. Like, I still want to do my own thing. I feel like he's sending man contracts now. Like,
he's a label now.
Yeah. Like, to work with me, I'm getting paid.
No, but I don't think everyone.
But I think that's the issue. I think that's,
for example, what's that brother?
Fourbacks.
But he signed OVO. That you know that guy that looks at PK.
The guy that's singing, but Drake's got a remix of his tune.
No, I'm talking about the other one that what's that tune again, man? Jake.
Sexy Red.
Something Block Boy. What's that tune?
JB Block Boy.
Yeah, he didn't charge for that.
What did he text you?
No, Drake said it. He should have.
Yeah, well, so what's the affiliation?
But the thing is,
Drake said he just done the tune because he liked my man. So he just, because when Block Boy had an interview, he was like, Drake's a real one. He didn't even charge me for the feature.
To
like,
him, but
obviously, that helps Drizzy.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not all the time, not Drake isn't always charging people. That's what I'm saying. It depends on who it is.
I'm not going to lie.
Block Boy's not an example.
No, but what I'm trying to say, I'm not going to lie. I feel like there's a bit of jealousy. You've been the one for however long.
It's not.
You've been the one for however long.
Yeah.
Like, You're saying, and there's a theory that kind of went on that, you know, right, you was little bro, and now you've gone past, man.
Mm.
You're moving a certain way I don't like.
Oh, Rosé is jealous.
Yeah, just everyone.
Even our girls are on you.
Yeah, it's
what's
like
going on you're here?
But sometimes that's why I say it's all about. I don't want to say humility, but it's all about just understanding how sometimes things can work, innit? Yeah, and just be like, he's the one, innit? He's the guy. So let me just keep it like Kendrick. Kendrick is Kendrick,
yeah,
and I don't think that can take anything away from Drake. Drake is Drake. Cole is Cole. They all are kings in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is obviously the overarching for his thing and what he's doing in the pop world and all this, yada, 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 yada.
I hate the pop world thing because he's just...
No, he's popular. So it's just that's what pop is, isn't it?
He's transcended hip-hop. Yeah,
he's pop. No, but I'm saying pop isn't a sound. Yeah, popular is popular music.
He's transcended hip-hop. Like.
No, but what I'm trying to say is he's popular music because once upon a time, people used to associate pop with a type of beat. But Drake can make a...
But pop is just actually, as you said, it's popular music.
Yeah. So Drake's this, if it goes number one, it's a pop record. It's a popular song.
Crazy.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Even charged up, I mean, back to back.
Yeah, it's a popular joint, but it's not a pop record. Because back in the day, there was a quota for pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, and
but
I just
it's
feel
not on
like,
streaming platforms, though.
Yeah. Well, so,
it's number six on YouTube.
Obviously, we know it's real because Drake hasn't disputed it now.
But we never thought that was
AI. I'm saying
people thought it was AI
and all this, but I'm saying Drake hasn't come out and said this isn't, he's basically...
Yeah, academics, he's talking for academics.
Yeah,
right,
he's
now
doing all this stuff.
You know, I saw a theory because apparently the whole TikTok situation with Universal,
right,
how if it's a leaked one, it can still be on that platform.
Okay.
But if you actually release it, it can get shut down.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The guy's smart.
He's smart.
But the advisors are around him and he's tapped in as well.
And you know what's sick about... This is now. Back in the day,
might even watch this.
When Hit 'Em Up came on, EFA, whatever, you just listened to the song and that was it.
Yeah.
Whereas now, when you go online, I don't know if Drake's done it on purpose, but you have people dissecting the song and saying, did you miss this? Look, so it's like,
he's Drake, the media.
Drake doesn't have to even explain his lyrics anymore because someone's going to do it for him.
That
I'm saying?
That was there, but I mean, we don't have the outlets to showcase it now. So remember I sent you the breakdown of, because there's a lot of times where people just hearing the song but not necessarily taking in what he's saying to who, what counterpart and what's being broken down.
Mm-hmm.
So then it goes back to, let me just ask you the question. Do you think Drake's reply is good?
It is.
Yeah.
Do you think
Drake's reply is good?
Yeah. It is.
Right. So now I'm going to ask the audience, when you listen to this, what do people want from Drake? Because I feel like we've got to a point now where it's easy to kind of jump on a Drake hate bandwagon and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually genuinely know what they want.
But we were having this conversation.
They just want
on,
something. Does that make sense?
Basically, we were reading your comments from the episode that you were on, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are just on this, Taze and Marv don't listen to hip hop. You're just riding Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bro, are you going to tell me he does? Like, you see my tweet the other day when I said, I basically named all of his songs with timestamps.
Of course.
Where he's rapping.
Of course.
I'm like, you're not going to listen to this and tell me he doesn't rap. Just say you don't like him.
Facts.
And that would make life easier.
Yeah, just say you don't like him and I understand the argument now. But man in my DM say, yeah, but he doesn't rap.
No.
What does that mean?
It's the purists of hip hop that just do the most.
Yeah, but even those purists... Drake's a student of hip hop or student of music, that he's done his thing in
every
facet.
Even his peers know that. Even Kendrick knows that.
Look at the battle rap, all these things. And I just say to myself, like, all right, see it like this, yeah. What's your problem and what do you want? Because there's man telling me that Lupe Fiasco. No, I was getting mad today. No, I was getting mad. Man are telling me that Lupe Fiasco You don't want it with him. So I went to play, I went to check his disc.
Yeah, I did. I
went to check the disc that he sent for Royce 5-9.
I was like, bro,
I'll send for him, you know. Oh, man, I'm not here, what's going on? Bro, I'll send for him because right now, yeah, I feel like there could be, there's potential. Because what I'm trying to say is, I just feel like rap is a popularity contest. In life, it's who you like versus who you don't.
No, but my thing is, the problem with rap...
Hold on, let me... The reason why I'm saying that, who you like versus who you don't, is because people will penalise Drake, yeah? But they'll give Lupe or Royce 5-9 and say he was one of... Like, it's just...
You know why? Because that's that underdog. Like, Drake has every single box.
Fair.
He had the number ones. Fair. He has the classics. Fair. He's going, can go do a world tour.
Fair.
He can do, he's still current till this day after 15 years in the game.
Fair.
More time in rap, maximum 10 years, and that's it. You want to be a
and even
tour.
And even those 10 years they're still elite.
Do you get it?
10 years.
You know, it's like an African dad. The public are like an AF dad. Where Drake,
nothing you can do is
no A star, no achievement, nothing you can give us is good enough. But we have mediocrity. We're celebrating
100%.
Oh, you think Lupe is mediocre?
I wouldn't say mediocre. I'm not to a degree, but I'm not saying mediocre. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, we just give people accolades for showing up.
I saw this. Wait,
go on. You want to say something?
The whole AFDA situation. I hear that because like we rate other artists. Like, you know, AFDADs with like cousins, like, oh, look at
your cousin.
But these times, the cousin is.
Cousin not even wavy,
yeah,
bro.
Like, you know what I mean? But these times, I'm giving A stars.
Look at his consistent, man.
Consistent A star.
Yeah. So.
Every day, gold star, I'm coming home with something. And it's like, you're just not, oh, you can do better. I want this. Okay, what do you want? Yeah, what do you want? Because I've got every number one. I've done this in every country.
The difference with Drake is because he sings as well.
Kanye does.
No, 100%. But the thing is, the difference
Kanye don't sing.
Kanye doesn't sing, but it's not the same way. It's not the same way.
Come on.
That's a banger.
Come on. What does he do?
Do you know who influenced Kanye?
Does Future sing?
No. Do you know who influenced Kanye to start doing all that humming stuff that he was doing? Kid Cudi.
Oh yeah.
He said he got from someone else.
It was Kid Cudi.
He said someone else.
Michael Jackson told him that he can sing.
No,
Listen to the song that he did with Kid Cudi on Jay-Z's album, yeah? And then after that is when he started doing the whole singing and
Michael Jackson told him he was lit with it.
Of course he would say that.
Can I ask a question to the group? Is Drake winning?
Is he winning this beef
so far?
There's two ways of what is winning.
At the moment, he is. But Kendrick.
So do you have him ahead, or is his, with the reply he sent? Can he be sitting down saying, waiting for you?
That's not a diss to me. It was more of like a warm up.
It's more like,
okay, I'm ready.
I'm here.
It's giving like the green light.
I'm not scared. I'm here.
It's the timeline.
Bam. Is
good. Loud, indirect.
It's good. Loud, indirect to both J. Cole and Drake.
Good. Mm-hmm.
But because it was with Metro and Future, I think that kind of clouded. It clouded the whole mess. Is it girls? Is it Metro? Is it Future? So then Drake's responded with his saying, it's all of you.
Drake had to, because remember, when Drake is in the background, he's seeing the album hit Spotify. He's like, wait, hold on, what? All right, cool. Then he's hearing The Weeknd. He's hearing
ASAP.
No, that's the second album. So he's the first. So remember, the first one's come out.
The first one's come out, and it's
Weekend's on the second one. Future, Metro, Kendrick.
So that's the main ones dissing him, yeah? Mm-hmm. He's like, what? Then them not announced we're going to have another album.
We still don't trust
dropping
you.
Friday. Mm-hmm. We still don't trust you. Then ASAP's on that. The Weeknd's on that. That's other people. And then Drake's like...
And obviously J. Cole trying to put his input as well.
So J. Cole's said, I'm not involved, whatever. So Drake's having to sit back like, I can't respond to just Kendrick here. Mm-hmm. I've got to just say to all of you's lot, safe. And Metro, stick to the fucking drums.
Yeah.
I love that.
But also, another theory. You see that song that we played in the beginning, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Splash with French, yeah? There's a lyric in there. Remember I sent it to you this morning. So there's a lyric in there where he says he's chilling with Lucien. Lucien is Lucien Grange. Universal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The label that Rick Ross is signed to, Gamma Records, is under Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently Drake has equity or something with Gamma, Larry Jackson. Hence why the Sexy Red.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy Red, Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Four Bats, and who's the other artist? French Montana, all signed to this label.
Mm-hmm.
So that, what are we? Drake's your boss.
That's what I'm saying. It's not Drake the artist. Drake's
your boss.
It's Drake. The
Rick Ross is there shouting, like, but Drake's not
even
my boss.
Even if Drake is my boss, yeah, and I'm one of them guys. As much as ego is a big deal, yeah, I feel like I've made a great life for myself. I'm a millionaire, and I just look the glass half full kind of vibe.
Can
and I'm
I
like,
have a,
I've got a feature whenever I need it.
I have a theory in my head, but it's so dark.
Lay it land, man.
I don't know how to articulate it.
You gotta let it land.
I might want to write it down.
I want a Mimi exclusive right now.
Okay.
Remember, it will make sense later.
One sec.
It does.
One sec.
Okay, cool.
One sec. We'll just do. Yeah. It's got to land now, though.
The pressure's on. Is Drake a revamp rapper version of Let Me Land?
Tupac.
Did he?
Huh?
What?
Let me. It sounds so crazy, but let me land here.
This is a sick Negro.
Because.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Forget about the whole situation with the dark stuff, right?
Cool. Yeah. Diddy, the musician?
Yes.
Cool.
Was he like, ever a musician like that, though?
Okay, cool. Like, yeah, you know how
just,
the, okay, cool.
But
you know how he's the A&R?
Yeah.
And like Jodeci, Mary,
Sovereign
Biggie,
yeah.
Like he knows talent when he can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows he can give us the hit wonders. Like
Drake's the same as well to a degree.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Even the way he's like trying to coast and like wants to be next to the hottest person.
Mm.
Like even during the early 2000s, he wants to be the next to hot, like Mace and all that, Cameron, all of them, he wants to be next to them. Cool. That's how I see Drake is like a 2.0 version of Diddy, but a professional artist
at the same time.
At the same time, you're trying to say, because Diddy's an A&R, really and truly.
But you know, different. I hear what you're saying.
That's why it doesn't tend to work for Drake. Like I mean,
because if you deep here with Diddy, Bear Man, like Mace, Cameron, and who else been beef like Danity Kane, all of them have a problem with Diddy because of like.
Contract
the deal, the contract, or how you want to split the money, or how you want to like, or. Like, yeah. I write for you. Like, Mace, I write for you and all that stuff and you're not trying to give me some type of leverage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. With Drake, what is it? Oh, I was meant to be in the feature. Oh, you didn't promote this. Like, Meek and him. It was beefing because Meek was beefing him because of the whole situation of, like, he wasn't trying to promote my album.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Rick Ross is on some... Do you guys want to say?
No, but, okay, retrospect is a key thing here, yeah?
Go on.
So, that's going to be my new favourite word. You know, when I say hindsight, foresight, what I mean is retrospect. I've just realised.
You learned that today or something?
Yeah, I did.
Let him land.
No, I respect that still.
I believe that Drake is a very, very savage businessman.
Yes.
So when I'm giving you features or I'm helping you with promo and all that stuff, the invoice comes after.
Yep.
And now you have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Or you owe me a favor.
Or your label has been backing you. Now you're indie, you're thinking, you know what I find with artists? When they go independent, now they realize, oh shit, this thing costs money. Whereas the label's been paying for you. So you ain't been realizing. Remember, Drake could have done a song with an artist, yeah? And for example, Sexy Red. He's done whatever he's doing with Sexy Red, and my man could be paying Drake, and Sexy Red has no idea that Drake is getting paid.
Yeah, Joe Budden even said it.
Yeah, like, until all of a sudden she calls in a favor because she's independent. And
Drake's looking at her like,
Drake would be like, I'll do it, but this is what's going to cost.
Yeah, I know. Oh. And then the artists are like, yo, look, like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, it's business, bro.
But it is business. Like, even like.
But in the culture, it's not, because they showing like some type of brotherhood.
America's different, because Fabulous said, Wayne charged me this much for this tune already, and I knew I had to find the money to pay for it. Mm. In America, nothing's free. Okay, Everyone has a role.
Did Dirk pay for the Drake feature?
We don't know. But what I'm trying to say is Drake might say this makes sense. Yeah, Drake might say this makes sense.
I think there's certain people that Drake wants to be aligned with.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
For certain reasons. Yep. Whether it's a little street cred, a little validation, or... But the sick thing is with Drake is that although he's doing it for his own validation, he's doing them a big favour as well.
Yeah. And this is
two-way street's crazy.
I think the Ross is not understanding that part.
That's what's annoying me. And this is what I'm saying about play your position, because at the end of the day, you are Rick Ross, but realise he is Drake.
So wait, is Rick Ross only offended by the cease and desist?
Who knows? But that's what he brought
like
up.
I feel like he doesn't rate
it's like how dare you.
Was represents type of vibe.
Do you know anything for me about Rick Ross? Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I don't rate it.
Is that this beef here is making me
look at him funny? Look at him funny.
No, where was this Meek for me?
Not gonna lie, look at him.
Look
funny.
At a few people.
Where
funny.
Was this?
So it's making me look at Rick Ross funny because if Meek's in your camp, yeah, and Drake was beefing Meek, why were you not saying to Drake, "Yo, that's my man"?
Because you were still getting the features.
Exactly.
He was happy. He was happy getting number
he was
one.
Payroll. He was
but,
on payroll.
But now season desist because of French Montana. It's not even your talking friends. About.
They're on the same label.
Meek was his little brother. So you didn't stand up for me. He's even talking against him, saying, "I told him don't be with that girl. She's bad news." When she was giving information, I told him this girl's trouble. This that. But now you got a problem with Drake, and I feel like now we'll never know the inside scoop. But it's trendy to have an issue with Drake.
Because
there's certain men who are talking, and I'm like, you need to chill out.
Like Nav, who cares that you chill out?
That's more of the weekend.
Yeah, but one of my runners will see you and slap you in the concert.
One of the men in weekend's camp used to roll Chubbs's blunt, right?
I think it was Cash.
Yeah, he said, he said, "Now you're doing your thing, you're gas, like relax. Because you got money and moved at the end because it's hot for you lot."
But you know what's annoying as well in terms of this whole Rick Ross thing as well, is that. Or in terms of this whole beef, brother, what, there's certain tunes we're never going to get again, bro.
That's the saddest part.
Because some of them Drake and Rick Ross.
Classic material.
Golden Roses.
Classic material.
Free Spirit.
Even Aston Martin Music.
Classic music.
Someone do a Ross and Drake
Even in Future.
Classic.
Stay Scheming was Common, right?
It was for Common this, yeah.
And then
also, Drake has a history of like, having a beef with someone and them going and apologizing.
Is it, as long as that Kendrick, everyone's apologizing after.
No, there's Kendrick and then there's Drake.
Because they need the tune.
That's what Mimi said though, in terms of there's Drake the artist and there's Drake the machine. What Drake's a bit like Jay-Z to me. That's what I see in terms of Jay-Z.
Of his generation.
Jay-Z
yeah,
on a vibe of like, oh, you want to play with me? Safe, no problem. I ain't going to say nothing. The next minute, doors just start closing.
Because you don't
understand why. Like, what's
Drake's
going on?
Not even telling them to close the door. I don't think he's ringing them saying, don't work with him. It's just when man are like, yo, Drake, I got something happening with Ross. He's like, I'm not really chatting to my man like that.
I take it back.
I think he is closing. I think people around him is closing doors.
I take that back, not Diddy, he's Jay-Z.
Because I like that.
Okay, cool. You know when Jay-Z said he's retiring? Because Jay-Z said that he's retiring? He's going to be the president of Def Jam. And that's, remember the situation with DMX and Jay-Z and how Jay-Z was kind of like, had a weird relationship with DMX.
Yeah.
And DMX at the time was going number one every single time he would drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then obviously he was the president of Def Jam now.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's better luck to DMX. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm the president. I got you, bro. DMX said this in an interview. Cool. So now it's time for DMX to drop. He was just shelving it.
Oh yeah.
What?
That's why they had a beef.
Jay-Z's a bastard,
man. Do you get it?
That's what DMX didn't like.
Do you know where that came from as well? When they had the Up and Smoke tour, do you remember that tour?
I remember you speaking about it before.
So there was a tour where like Bear Man were on this tour. You heard
was it DMX and Jay-Z and DMX was crying?
With the headlining.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z was like, yo, I've never, I think it was on a barbershop where Jay-Z was talking about it.
It was the last one, right?
Jay-Z was like, yeah, that like DMX went on before me. And then he started the thing. People going mad. Going crazy. He comes out with 1-2, 1-2. Then he said at the end of the concert, DMX praying, got people crying. He said, I had to come out after that. I feel like competitively, Jay-Z looked at that like,
How the fuck can I do this?
The way DMX was the first rapper to have, what, 2 number one albums in the same year, dropping the same year, Dark as Hell is Hot, and I think Fresh in My Flesh, So I feel like Jay-Z was on a vibe of like, in New York at that time, it was like Nas, Jay were like the biggest two.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a few others emerging, but the way DMX came out, Jay-Z like, nah, not feeling that. And obviously you had Dipset, Cam, and them lot.
I think that story goes a bit deeper as well, because have you seen...
How can you shelve DMX?
Because have you seen the conversation with Dame Dash where he talks about his beef with... what's my man's name again? My man that owns YouTube.
Foolish?
No.
It's a Michael.
The other guy. Leo Cohen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's the one I found thinging it.
Yeah.
DMX, no?
Yeah, because he helped Gotti. to get signed some deal with some situation. Then he linked up with Rough Riders because he wanted to sign him with Murder Inc. I'm not too sure. I need to double check that. But
I need to double check that as well. But there's a connection between like Jay-Z, Dame Dash, DMX, and Leo Cohen. That's why Dame Dash doesn't like Leo Cohen. Doesn't like him.
That's what it's there.
Yeah, the guy on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah,
he's on YouTube.
I didn't even know you.
You've seen him before.
No, I've seen him.
He was at the you know when
Irene done the thing.
R&B. When R&B did the YouTube event, he was there.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
In terms of Leo Cohen, I think Dame Dash's problem with him is he's white, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I remember Dame Dash talking about culture vultures and like you've exploited the culture.
Yeah, but DMX is where it started.
To make money out of it.
DMX is where it started.
Because Leo Cohen has something to do with Run DMC as well, isn't it?
And what's his name?
Russell Simmons. Them two were like from the beginning.
Yeah.
I know that brother still. So and he went on Breakfast Club and then Charlamagne.
Who's Dave Dash? I don't know this. He was basically saying I don't know Dave, but
Charlamagne caught him out of one question.
Yeah, I know. But he doesn't like talking about Dame Dash.
No, all like Dame Dash was something to do with rap and something to do with like I can't remember. Profiting off of something. And then the way he caught him out, he was like
it was so mad. They were alluding to like bad things happening in regards to like DMX, and one of the reasons why DMX was allegedly addicted to drugs and all that stuff was because like see some of the rabbit holes man go down. It's long, bro. Can
I possibly say something? My
favorite artist.
That's a nice jacket, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, you come to you nice today. Still.
God bless you. Standing still. Drake. Modern era Tupac.
What kind of?
No, I heard Biggie and then Kendrick's Tupac.
What?
That's the debate.
None.
I saw, man.
None of them, bro.
No.
I'm just saying.
Removed.
You're talking about music or just like how they moved?
I'm just saying like in terms of like, so basically, you see when Drake's doing like, Drake's trying to come with a bit more like the gangster thing on his tunes and that, yeah?
No. Tupac shot.
So hear what I'm saying, yeah? No, obviously. See, you're looking at the person. No, I'm not talking about their actions. I'm talking about the music, right?
No.
So I'm saying, when I ask you about football, is Kylian Mbappe modern day Henry?
Because the similarities in their play.
Right, so what I'm trying to say is, you see Drake, like, you see how he didn't done his tune, it's like aggressive and he's on this fuck everyone kind of thing, yeah?
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. I would hear it if it's 50. If he said 50, I'll be like, cool. I hear it a little bit. Not Tupac.
No, not Tupac.
Not Tupac.
You, I don't think you'll ever have another Tupac, bro.
Hell no. Because Tupac was fine. Real gangsters, bro, and rappers.
Yeah, but no, I'm not talking about I'm talking about the persona they're channeling.
No.
So
no.
Would you? Mm-mm. So you won't say that for Drake?
No.
Because Taser's silent.
No, you see if Tupac was around now and it was his diss, the diss would be undeniable.
He wouldn't even wait. He would just go straight.
So smoky. Like,
but I feel like there's people telling Drake not to do that. I feel like Drake's got that in him to say stuff.
But that's my point.
Send people.
But that's my point. That's my point. If anyone could have told Tupac at the time, is he big and bad boy?
Yeah, but the people were egging him on.
Nah,
because Tupac didn't hit him up by himself. There was a lot of sugar in his ear saying, fuck them niggas, make sure we're doing this, da da da. I'm saying, if you look at the versions of Tupac, you could see the influence of when he come out of jail and he needed that bro love to make him feel like, yo.
Do you know what? I hear you.
He had sugar.
You know what I'm saying? I hear you because, like I said, no, do you know why? Because we don't see the amount of beef that Drake gets into and he gets other people. Like, do you know what Drake does? He throws the gun to someone else. He's that guy.
Like in
Tupac never threw the gun to someone else.
I'm not saying that.
You're going to the studio and make 8 tracks.
What I'm saying is, yeah, there's a lot of men who have been beaten up or whatever the case may be.
Off the back of
being rude to Drake. Or the organization, like you said.
But if you want to say Drake is a modern day Jay-Z, I'd understand it because that's what Jay-Z does. Jay-Z doesn't get his hands dirty.
No, but Jay-Z moved away from a lot of issues. I feel like Drake confronts every if you're trying.
When it's bait, but we don't know.
So that's what I'm saying.
The Kendrick thing has been happening for 10 years.
Beanie Siegel, Jay didn't confront. There was bare intricate things Jay didn't confront. So when Jay actually took the bait,
can I say something?
When Jay took the bait with Nas, for me it was like rah, because I've never seen that.
So you did say that he didn't take that. Jay didn't confront Cam. He started talking to Jim Jones.
Yes, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he might be thinking about the brand, all these things. But I'm saying Drake confronts at every point.
You guys forgetting.
Who's he missed out?
You guys forgetting? Yeah.
He confronted
for
him.
For All the
Pusha
Dogs,
just
guys, For All the Dogs was an album of indirects. I listened to it now, knowing the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
He was sending for Bear Man. Jay-Z is the king of indirects. Mm. Literally. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know he had problems with Bare Man at the time. What was saying? Oh, this
even
album
that verse,
is meaty.
Even that, you know, verse that he gave, what's it on again? Is it Kanye's album?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, this is how they gonna come at you. CD rap who's trying to distract you.
Jay-Z said that
to
him.
That's on Drake's album.
That's Drake.
Oh yeah,
that's Drake.
That's Drake. Light Up, I think.
He's on the tune.
Yeah.
You get it? So I feel like
that them two are similar.
No, but what I'm trying to say,
Tupac is.
I'm saying Jay, for me, the only issue I've seen him go take on was
the Nas one.
Nas, yeah.
Yes.
Is it Takeover? Is that the joint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with, Takeover with, and Super Ugly.
But fine, if you want to use that. But I'm saying with the Takeover joint, it was almost like if you're a hip hop guy, you kind of know he's going at Nas. Yeah. Then Nas made Aoife direct. I'm saying your name, this, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say about Drake is anyone who's called him, he's come for.
But the difference is that unfortunately, there's a different time because, for example, now, in regards to Drake's time, Drake is the biggest fish in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to burn bridges with Drake. That's why if you notice now, because a few men have started dissing Drake, everyone's dissing Drake. I guarantee you, Future and Metro didn't start it, wouldn't have heard people
it's
dissing.
It's not even Metro and Future.
It would have been Kendrick and...
Even when Kendrick and that are taking jabs and doing he's like, let's go.
But that's something personal between them lot, cool. But I'm saying, but because now a lot of people, a few men have said something, other men feel comfortable to say, yeah, I'm going to throw it in. Because remember, if it was ASAP by himself, that's a direct link now. ASAP can't... Nah, he's not on that. In my opinion.
Who?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
If it's The Weeknd by himself against Drake, I don't think he's on that.
Yeah.
So but The Weeknd, academic said The Weeknd's the mastermind of the whole...
Land, the whole situation.
Because obviously, they're both from Toronto, so their camps kind of like intertwined throughout the whole year is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like The Weeknd kind of like... Metro is managed behind... The Weeknd's camp, like EXO lot.
Yeah.
Even Future has the EXO chain. Like for the past 2 years, it's like been building up. So obviously, even the album, The Weeknd's been doing bare hummings and ablibs for like the whole first album to get.
Mm-hmm.
So The Weeknd knows where to trigger Drake. Because obviously, you're trying to sign me before and I didn't want to do it. And now you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're trying to fuck the girl that I liked, Bella, that I wifed, all of that stuff. So I need to do it where
Did he fuck or did he try to?
Apparently, we don't know.
Because Drake, the way I'm hearing it, Drake is clearing bare numbers.
At this point, any
man's girl, brother, it must.
But you know,
rough.
You know, that's my guy. Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
But that's what I'm saying. He's like Jay-Z. Jay-Z, what did he do to Nas's baby mom?
But again, I don't think that's right. Like, I feel like there's enough women.
Go listen to Is That
you
Your
know
Cheek?
What I mean? Like,
yeah, I feel like there's enough women.
Like Jay-Z. Yeah.
Play that song, please.
Like, there's enough women in the world, man. You can skip your man.
I'm not saying you should.
No, I'm just saying you can skip your man's chick.
Who's my man's though?
But the thing is, even...
Jay-Z is taking the
key is my goal. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Method, she could have,
but
I gotta make some drums, nigga.
That's why I was saying, because I just felt like there's no one Drake ducked.
But it's not Tupac, it's more Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's ducked people.
No, but
you're talking about how they move.
But who has Jay-Z ducked?
He ducked Beanie.
You're saying duck Beanie. What do you mean?
Beanie has been different for years. Talking rap.
The thing is, you're forgetting. Look, put it this way, I guarantee you there's certain people that Drake won't respond to. If you're a little man, why am I responding to you?
I can lie to you. You had the same problem with Wiley. Wiley wanted to respond to everyone. It's like, brother, there's only certain amount you should respond to.
But Wiley's from the school. If you say my name, I'm coming for you.
I'm
from
that.
Radio. If I'm on a set with Wiley right now, and Wiley's spitting, and I take the mic off him and say something that he don't like, and I get a reload, we're clashing.
Yeah, but. The clash thing is like just bar for bar.
Yeah.
It's the same bars. You're not writing new bars.
Yeah,
you're
yeah but he's got bars for that moment.
Even if he does, cool, but it's not the same realm. Like if Jay-Z sent for Beanie Siegel or went at him, what's the end result?
Yeah. Who did it benefit?
I'm just asking. What's the end result?
I'll take it off camera, but I don't want to talk UK. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, if we care about the game and we're all hip hop and doing what we're doing, see, when you come and tell me this, I'm too big.
I don't think everyone cares of the game like that.
So I'm saying, if you're saying I'm too big,
but you are though.
Hold on.
Wait, did Jay-Z address Lil Wayne?
No, he didn't address anyone.
On what's that Kanye click?
I don't want to sneak this.
So about wife has more money than
I don't want to sneak this. I don't want a slick line. What I'm trying to say is Drake don't give slick lines.
When you come Drake on, gives bare line.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
You're not focusing.
No, but Ochen, you're not hearing.
You're not listening.
Concentrate, my nigga.
For all the dogs, it's literally an indirect to all of them.
Yeah. You are not taking in what I'm saying.
Man said you ain't Kobe Bryant.
Let me tell you where you're not taking what I'm saying.
Why you say Kobe Bryant? There's an interview with Kendrick and Kobe. And Kobe was very like, yeah, Kendrick's like,
no. So that's a continuous subliminal. But what I'm trying to say is, everyone thought Pusha is the boogeyman. Drake's not gonna want it. Everyone was saying, "Don't."
No,
don't,
but Drake started. That
no,
to a degree.
But everyone was saying, "Don't poke the bear because you don't want it with Pusha."
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but
it don't matter if it turned out. I'm saying Pusha sent for him, or he sent for Pusha.
Yes,
because people would have thought, "Don't do that." But what I'm trying to say is, Drake has never shied away from a battle, win or lose.
Okay, cool. So people can argue with the Pusha and Drake situation. He was focusing more of Kanye with the disses.
Yeah.
You get it? You know how Jay-Z was like ducks and all of that stuff? He was focusing on Kanye.
But he brought Pusha's wife.
It was
your boss, but I was writing for him.
Of course.
All of that stuff.
Of course.
Oh, do you get what I'm saying?
Of course.
To the point that he was angry with Kanye more because he felt like Kanye was bitching about him and his situation with his son. To push her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also Kanye is
these times it was your own nigga pillow talking, man.
It's crazy, man.
You have to take that. Yeah. You have to wear
so
that.
So it's literally Drake and Jay-Z's like, imagine Jay-Z never retired, but he became the president of Def Jam. That's Drake.
But Jay-Z was the president of Def Jam.
And I feel like that's
if he didn't retire as an artist.
But I'm saying that's another theory where everyone started disliking him when he took that CEO role.
Exactly. So and what's happening with Drake?
Everyone disliked
Drake. We don't
know. Quote unquote, because he's taking that CEO role of
Drake
undercover.
Has this one of one contract that we all know is half a billion.
But it goes back to the tune. He says, I was independent, now I'd rather be in a deal. He says it on that same tune that I played in the beginning. A man said, I started off indie, now I'm in a deal, because the deal that he's got,
it was crazy.
No one knows what it really is if
he's not trying to say.
So that's what. It's happening. He's Jay-Z. I think
Drake's deal's so mad. He's looking at people like, brother, why are you talking?
But that's why I don't understand, my man. Like, if you're going to come at Drake, you just got to do the Pusha thing. Where it's not, I'm not talking, I've got more money than you. I'm just doing that.
No, but Pusha had
because Rick Ross is talking. Yeah, I hear that, but Rick Ross, get info there.
Because there's nothing to get. That's why Rick Ross is obviously.
Man, you're playing his cargo. I hope there's seatbelts on there.
All I do is
funny stuff, but it's not true though.
I hope Kendrick.
That's why I said I don't like that.
But the thing is, go on.
I hope Kendrick just gets good beats.
You see the video I posted today. BET 2030. That's the Kendrick I want
to
apply.
Remember we spoke about the theory. Yeah.
That's Mobb Deep, that tune.
Yeah, but you remember we spoke about the theory saying how, because Drake had that interview with Angie Martinez and she was like, you know, don't you care about the sport? And he was like, no, it's not real. Like, if you're not really trying to kill me or like, why are you sending for me and I'm going to see you, Drake?
But Kendrick didn't send.
No, but he tried it. I put a sensitive rapper back in his and control all that.
Oh, you talk about that verse?
Yeah, he tried it. So
I'm trying to
Drake is saying how, like, I've seen you after you said certain things and you're like, my guy.
The timeline is
no,
the
I'm just saying
verse.
In terms of he just states, I don't like that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know how we're saying we don't know what the issues are and all these things? So I'm saying Drake feels like, I see Drake as one of the people like, brother, are you trying it or not? Because when you're saying something in a cypher or saying something on a tune or whatever, then when I see you, it's like we're bro. And I don't really care about all this competitive back and forth we're doing. Like,
Drake is like an A&R. That's how I see it.
Yeah, what are you telling
me? A&R, okay, cool. I basically made you get signed. I put you on. I take you to the meetings, all of that stuff. In Drake's head, okay, I put you on tour. I put you on my album. That album got you a Grammy. Obviously, all of that stuff. Cool. I literally put you on. I literally helped you. Now, an artist will diss the A&R, my A&R fucked me over. Kendrick, that control, like, yeah, fuck Drake, Cool. But now I'm in front of your face.
Talk, nah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for the love.
Until your boy go make some drums, nigga.
You know what I mean?
But you know, I think the problem with Drake as well is I feel like people look at Drake and they're like, not bad. I don't like this. You're not bad.
But you're
Drake,
not bad.
But that's the thing is, Drake, the person that they don't like.
Cool. But I think it's okay. Because remember, when you look at like, where Drake's cut, when you look at Aubrey, like,
it's Aubrey that don't
acting in the war chair.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we're not going back to that.
No, once.
I can show you a picture of me in year eight, bro. Cool. What does that mean?
But the thing is,
what does that mean?
No, I hear that. But the thing is, you know what it is? You can have people, you can have people that have, for example, put it this way, when you were in school, yeah, there were brothers that you knew were like, they didn't have it in school. They weren't like bad boys, but they could fight. Everyone respected them kind of thing, yeah? And when they left school, people just didn't really ramp with them. Now, if that person was something were to happen to them and they were to become a rapper or whatever, no one could really question their credibility growing up because man from the ends knew, because... Whereas with Drake, I think his credibility from when he was younger, people questioned because of some of the things they've seen him, the way he looked or... The way maybe, I don't know, the way
his upbringing.
So now with certain rappers maybe look at him like, I grew up in the trenches and this brother's trying to tell man something. But the issue with Drake is he's got a lot of people around him that would do it for him. Don't worry about me. So I think now Drake has assumed that role, like as in, I'm comfy in this seat now with all these men around me. Say something.
Yeah.
But a lot of men look at him like,
okay, cool. I understand that. But my point is this, yeah. Say whatever you like. For example, the only reason why the Rick Ross thing is annoying me is because, like, let's be real, bro.
That line for Rick Ross was cheeky, though.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, the social media trolling, like, 50's the master of that, yeah? And then when 50 went at Cam, they were doing it. Like, we've seen it. Drake did it
Curtis?
With Meek. Yeah, Drake did it with Meek.
Curtis.
Like, we see it, and it's funny because if you know how to use social media, you can win
you can change
people over. Yeah.
Don't you think that's funny, though?
What?
Like, now it's not solely about the music. You kind of have to
have
a personality.
Is there ever in, bro?
Character to do that.
But people ain't getting signed based off talent. Well, people ain't getting signed off talent no more.
No, but I mean in terms of like, all right, cool, that's fair. But I mean, Ross has done the diss or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're more concerned with him saying Drake's playing's old. Like,
it's not that we're concerned. It's again what Marv said. Going back to how you started, you weren't doing that. When my man did it to Meek, you didn't do nothing. If he was doing it then, say, yo, Meek, just post your cars, man. Let him know. He weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're doing it because you know that's how you're going to allegedly win against my man.
Mm.
That's it. You're only doing it now. Maybe he's conceded and realized, yo, that's the only way I can go at, man. Because even his... The reason why I don't like the diss too tough is because it's like, what did you say? Man had a nose job. Man had a bit... So...
You're trying to do the pusher
Like, what does that mean? The pusher one was very, very...
Maybe he did have a BBL.
Even if he didn't, I don't care, is what I'm saying. Pusher did
I mean, if it's real...
If what's real?
If Drake had a BBL,
yeah.
then pusher's saying... And Ross is saying that it's actually factual thing, isn't it? People are like,
but we wouldn't care though.
But I don't care no more. Do you know why? We're in an era. We're in an era now, yeah, where man can go and get a hair transplant and we can't diss them.
Yeah, a hair transplant.
No.
But what I'm saying is that guy Kev, I forgot his name, where he got like chest and abs implanted, and that he was getting this for it. There's a rapper sat in Kev, and he got like a BBL.
What Kevin Gates?
No, some guy. He was getting this for it. So I'm saying if I was to find out. Like when I heard
Kanye got it done,
and he was getting this for it,
and he blamed us.
No,
he blamed
Kanye
us
came
for
out and
lipo.
Said it.
Like, when I heard Kanye got lipo,
yeah,
it was a bit like, oh, what's he doing?
You still rate him? No,
no, I don't know what I feel.
I can't lie.
Do you still rate Kanye?
That didn't change my opinion.
No, it's just Kanye. But what I'm trying to say is
because Kanye's a madman in his own right.
If someone was
him doing that, I'm not shocked at him having a BBL.
Are you shocked that Drake got
a BBL?
If it was, I would have been like,
he took fat from his stomach, putting his bum.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't get a BBL.
No, but I'm saying this is not a BBL. This is what I'm saying. So Ross is obviously trying to make inflammatory comments.
Okay, cool. But let's say it came out and it was true. Do you really care? Is it changing your perception of Drake? Is what I'm asking you.
You're
not playing his songs no more.
No, I'm saying no. But that's my blind loyalty.
It might make you think.
Like you can't be shooting people and getting live under the knife.
The thing is, everyone's forgetting about Drake's brand. Drake is very sassy.
Bayern 1-0.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to say.
Everyone's forgetting about Drake's brand. Drake is very sassy.
Kimmich, like, from crazy.
He paid his nails, bro.
Paid his nails.
Now, all of this is new.
No,
that's what I'm
but
saying.
He's very sassy. He's,
what I'm saying, all of this is a rebrand.
Even
not
21.
What are you understanding? See Drake here. For me, I just look at Drake like a Trump or a Boris Johnson in terms of Boris Johnson, a very educated man.
Yeah.
But he plays a role of a doko. He plays a role of someone who's dumb.
So Drake,
but he's been to the best schools and all these things.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying Drake has got to a point, I believe, where he's just reinventing himself. And he's seeing 100%. That, okay, the youngers now, this is what they do. So Drake is in a loop of forever being relevant.
Okay. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
My point is, the fact that you've just said that, why do you care now?
No, he's gone past that point.
No, you.
Yeah, me.
By the BBL thing.
Yeah. Me, it's like, Drake, man. Like, I just want you to do music, innit? I'm saying Drake. No, I'm saying me personally, I want you to do music, innit?
Yeah, I hear that, but what I'm saying is that's
so when Drake's painting his nails, it might hurt some people. When Drake's getting his hair certain ways, it might hurt some people.
No, I know what you mean.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because there's certain men that are proper like,
you didn't need to. You didn't need to do so.
And then you're like, what's
all this? But I understand that he's in a continuous loop of reinventing himself. And he's just in that new period of a transition of, I'm going to be quirky, Drake.
Gunner, Young Thug, all of these men were doing it. We had a problem with it. But now Drake's doing it.
But they came out like that. When Young Thug said he stopped painting his nails because his son was taking after him.
Yeah, but they didn't come out like that.
When Young Thug jumped into the trench when I saw him, he was weird. That's how and I felt like he became normal.
No, he became weird.
He became weird wearing the dress
I think, do you know,
or whatever the definition of weird
even
is.
Even Kim
I don't
Cuddy
say it's weird.
Wearing the dress as well.
Yeah,
no, that's
all
that
happened after.
I'm saying
is
that's that, a recent.
No, 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 no. Look at Kanye then.
Kanye wearing a skirt.
Beckham
was wearing a skirt back in the day. Yeah, not a skirt, it's a sarong or was it called sarong? No man, not kilt, bro. It's a wrong sophong.
But Ricardo
just. It's just, you know, everyone's just selective when it comes to Drake.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Everyone wants to put, it's like what you said. When it comes to his music, everyone's like, he can't rap. What does rap mean? I don't understand. Is he doing poetry or spoken word? Like, what are we doing here?
But people don't know what they want from Drake.
They don't.
Anyway, we gotta go. In conclusion, I wanna know what Kendrick drops next, if he's even gonna, because Kendrick doesn't have to reply.
He's gonna reply.
Why doesn't he have to reply?
For Kendrick's fans, he has to reply.
What are you talking about? Because, why doesn't he have to reply?
Because remember, there's a fence here, and on one
Drake
side
hasn't
of the fence.
No, one second.
No, he has replied.
Yeah, he did reply.
No, he didn't reply,
but he shot a pusher.
Yeah, and so, he pushed a shot back.
And he lost.
It's cool.
Oh, so you're saying that's a loss?
He said it's a loss. He knows it's a loss.
Okay, so right now,
Drake says that's
right now it's 1-0 Drake.
Because I'm
asking.
They've both sent, let's say, lukewarm shots or whatever. Yeah? Drake's one's a bit more direct. Yeah, so I'm saying, Kendrick's made like that.
So what are we saying? That is better than Drake's.
No, I think like that is a warning.
And Drake obviously
Drake has responded with his haymaker.
So it's 1-0 to Drake. If there's no response that comes, if it stands, it's 0-0, and the next tune will decide what it does.
Yeah. Mm. So that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. But Kendrick should respond, and it's been 4 days.
But the thing
that
is,
timeline thing's annoying, man.
Drake took like 2 weeks, man.
Hey, Kendrick, I know you're not going to see this, but there's no timeline. Drop when
Kendrick,
you want, man.
Go to the petrol station.
Drop when you want. There's no timeline, bro.
No, there is a timeline. It can't be like 2 months.
You know why? Because Kendrick poked the bear.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they've been jabbing each other for however long.
Yeah, he did.
But Kendrick
he
sent
did
whatever.
With the whole situation,
yeah.
100%.
Kendrick sent whatever.
And even on that, what's that tune on Future's album?
They like that tune. So I'm saying he's done that. So Drake's responding to that. So let's go.
Even people trying to say that Kendrick had like a diss track for like 4 years. Like, he's been.
Like, let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it, bro.
All I'm saying is that tune is on, I think, 148 million streams.
And that's the tune we talk about.
Fuck.
That's the Drake effect. If they never came at Drake,
that tune would probably be on 29 million, bro.
And you see me.
And they hate that as well.
And that's what that's what's getting on my nerves about Future as well, because I feel like Future, remember I said in terms of my top five, Future be one of my top five rappers in terms of like music I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he's just doing, not the groupie thing, but it's like...
How's he being a groupie?
No, not like that. But as in like, because of...
Bandwagon on coming on.
Yeah, so because of the first album came out and...
They didn't need to do We Still Don't Trust You.
They didn't need to. That was the whole plan.
You could have put everyone on the first.
No, it's not even that. It's like, for example, Future for me is one of them people that when he raps, when he drops something, take it off. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't, kind of thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This album was the controversy, sold this album. You could even see the streaming numbers yourself. Them and they're like,
But the thing is, the second one's gonna happen. And like more time, the second one is more of like Hendrix.
I think you're all three right. But what I will say is, they therefore saw the traction of what the first one was doing, and they sold it with the Like That tune of the lead single and the Kendrick, because they knew that was going to be the shock factor.
Yeah. It was always the rollout.
They was always going to do what they was doing.
Yeah.
But I definitely think they could have, like, they've swapped some tunes and some rhythms.
Album, that
and
album might not
whatever.
Have been the album to come out like that soon. It could, that might have been songs to come out.
Because you're capitalizing.
Like,
we'll find that in retrospect. Wait out. Love.
One sec.
He did, he be wanting a body. And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell him no. I did.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.